We've turned the future into a product. It's branded on magazine covers, streamed on Netflix, and somehow even printed on rubbish bins. Yet despite this obsession with what comes next, most of us feel utterly powerless to shape it. Here's the uncomfortable truth. We've been sold flat pack futures, pre-assembled visions that someone else designed, when what we desperately need is the ability to build our own. This isn't about predicting tomorrow. It's about learning to navigate a world where the ground shifts beneath our feet before we've finished our morning coffee. Think about how you imagine next year. Do you see a straight line extending from today? Or do you picture cycles and spirals? Your answer reveals something profound about how your mind processes possibility itself. Western cultures often treat time like a highway, linear, monochronic, marching steadily forward. But travel to Latin America, the Middle East, or much of Africa, and you'll encounter polychronic time, multiple threads weaving together, events overlapping, the past and future dancing with the present. These aren't just philosophical differences. They fundamentally shape how we frame probability, causality, and what's even possible. The language barrier runs deeper still. Modern life punishes uncertainty with a ferocity that would make medieval inquisitors proud. Data-driven businesses demand metrics for everything. I don't know becomes career suicide. Design teams rush to converge on singular solutions rather than productively exploring multiple possibilities. Organizations cling to official futures, like Moore's Law in computing, that become prison bars, preventing us from seeing alternatives. Meanwhile, tech marketing has hijacked future language entirely, claiming tomorrow, today, until the actual future becomes just another cultural commodity. Breaking free requires recognizing that futuring isn't about eliminating uncertainty, it's about learning to dance with it. The question isn't whether change is coming, it's whether we'll be swept along by it or learn to ride its currents with intention and skill. Futuring isn't fortune-telling. It's preparation through four intentions. Anticipation spots immediate risks. Envisioning explores possibilities through tangible models. Discovery finds unexpected ways to overcome constraints. And shaping actively works to bring preferred futures into existence. Strategic foresight now infiltrates departments where products and services are designed, following a repeatable cycle, collecting signals, finding patterns, forming narratives, creating engagement, and learning from experience. Before exploring any future, ask, whose future is this? Futuring is profoundly political, social, cultural, and psychological. Unlike design projects with tangible outputs, futures work often yields only shifted perspectives, making careful framing crucial. Who initiated this exploration? Economic anxiety, political pressure, cultural curiosity, or legal compliance? These aren't administrative details. They're your project's DNA. Futures have dimensions requiring thoughtful consideration. Time horizons must match topic and purpose. The UAE explores 50-year horizons for national planning. Ocean economies need 20 years to reveal transformations. Geographic considerations matter because futures evolve differently across regions. Examine your organization's culture. Does it traffic only in certainties, or can it discuss possibilities without anxiety? Organizations steeped in quantitative data often struggle with futures that are plural, undecided, and contingent. Effective scoping requires brutal honesty about time, money, energy, and expertise. Futures work fails not from lack of imagination, but from mismatched expectations. That morning phone check isn't weakness, it's the foundation of futures work. Sensing means finding new meanings, relationships, patterns, and implications in constant information flow. Good sensors share five traits: active noticing that stays switched on, regularly revisiting stimuli, maintaining curiosity that seeks contrarian analyses, holding insights weakly as testable hypotheses, and keeping safe distance rather than advocating particular futures. Horizon scanning systematically detects weak signals, trends, and driving forces forming a hierarchy. Weak signals aggregate into stronger ones. Signals support trends. Trends coalesce into drivers. Weak signals are curious, out-of-place items. A Welsh town relocated due to climate damage. Indonesian coders developing AI for pollution detection. Individually random, collectively they reveal profound shifts. Trends represent directional change lasting 1 to 10 years. Drivers are glaciers. Demographics, governance systems, economic ideologies progressing slowly over decades. Effective scanning requires sources with breadth, appropriate timing, and zoomability, mixing macro and micro perspectives. But constant information exposure triggers genuine stress. Strategic futuring requires boundaries preventing overload while maintaining sensitivity, a delicate balance between awareness and overwhelm. Collecting information is easy. Understanding it is where the real work begins. The STEEP framework, social, technological, economic, environmental, political, provides structure for categorizing trends. But categorization is just the start. Analyze trends using time horizon, near-term, 0 to 3 years, mid-term, 3 to 7 years, long-term, 7 to 10 years, certainty and potential impact. The three P's help manage uncertainty: probable, likely continuation, plausible, could happen, and possible, not impossible. These function like concentric layers in a cone of possibility, similar to headlights penetrating fog, with clarity diminishing at greater distances. Transform your inventory into a visual map, a crucial shift from individual cognition to shared understanding. Use time and certainty as primary axes. Step back and evaluate. Are there empty patches? Is everything clustered in the near future? Even narrow focus requires expansive scanning. Changes in media consumption ripple through living room arrangements, social interactions, and economic models. The map reveals not just what you know, but what you don't, and that's often more valuable. After analyzing information, we shift to narrative mode, weaving trends and drivers into story threads, exploring how futures might unfold. Future roadmaps typically span three horizons. Horizon 1, 0 to 3 years, feels familiar with high certainty. Horizon 2, 3 to 7 years, introduces real uncertainties where fringe possibilities materialize. Horizon 3, 7 to 10 years, expresses the most optimistic or pessimistic projections. Before building scenarios, clarify your assumptions. What will the future look like in 5 to 10 years? What major changes do we anticipate? What must happen for these changes to occur? In the 1960s, Herman Kahn borrowed scenario from Hollywood to describe a hypothetical sequence of events that could lead plausibly to the situation envisioned. Effective scenarios depict plausible slices of a future world, not predictions, but subjective depictions based on accepted assumptions. Related trends can be woven into narrative wireframes that suggest shape and meaning. Written narratives engage imagination quickly, functioning as what researcher Keith Oatley calls the mind's flight simulator, activating our mirror neurons to simulate perspectives and experience futures that don't yet exist. Reading about futures differs from experiencing them. Organizations often miss beneficial shifts. Media companies trapped by traditional models, telecoms blind to data futures. Active engagement shifts thinking more effectively than passive consumption. Prototyping borrows design methods to create immersive models, like movie props. These function as diegetic objects, evoking broader worlds. The experiential futures ladder captures different levels, from setting, world, through scenario, future history, situation, context, people, users/stakeholders, to stuff, products, services, policies. Effective situations need not be dramatic. Someone onboarding for an unusual service, waiting in a future business, finding a parking ticket for a new mobility device. This is the future mundane. Familiar settings with new normal experiences to remove distancing shock. Personas frame action by sketching needs and wants, but shouldn't seamlessly solve issues. They should challenge the speculative world to deepen understanding. Artifacts, interfaces, media, material representations carry context and complexity. For a project exploring big data's cultural impact, the team chose a sports tabloid from 4 years ahead. This familiar format let residents engage more comfortably than seminars would. Lossy futures work because brains naturally fill blanks, creating space for audience imagination.
We've turned the future into something we consume rather than create. Futuring offers a toolkit for navigating major transitions in energy, mobility, food systems, healthcare, and social equality. Measuring impact is challenging. Strategic impact shifts discussions among decision makers. Audience impact reaches your target. Wales appointed a commissioner for future generations. Some nations now measure well-being instead of GDP. Futures awareness thrives in cultures that accept uncertainty and welcome critical questioning. The most traceable impacts emerge from how projects change organizational conversations, with effects appearing months or years later, like lighting a slow fuse. Dr. Genevieve Bell shares her anthropologist mother's wisdom. If you see a better world, you are morally obligated to go and make it happen. Futuring's tools equip us not just to anticipate change, but to shape it toward collectively preferred futures. Futures we design, rather than futures designed for us. In a world that sells tomorrow like a subscription service, learning to future isn't just valuable, it's an act of defiance, a reclamation of agency, and perhaps the most practical form of hope we have left.